How the Lich Stole Christmas. Written by DM Mitch, performed by DM Mitch, DM Chris, and DM Neil. Every gnome up in Dunsville liked Christmas a lot. But the lich who lived underneath Dunsville, well, heck, he did not. The lich hated Christmas every day of the season, and every act of joy he considered it treason. Now, why did he hate it? Well, here's just a theory. I believed he liked holidays more dreary and eerie. But I think that the greatest reason of all was that his heart had crumbled to nothing at all. Whatever it was that fueled his great moans, he rose up from his tomb hating all gnomes. He thought of a plan, a sinister crime, a plan to end Christmas for the rest of all time. And so he donned a bright robe of red, a filthy fake beard, and placed a hat on his head. And he dug up, 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 till he had reached the top ground. And he walked into town, decorations all around. Now the town was all quiet, and he said with great glee,
I shall crush every present, and I'll burn every tree. I will take all their stockings and fill them with toes. And for all the children, well, I'll just leave them clothes. I will dump out their eggnog and tear down their lights. And when I am done, they'll know how Christmas bites. And when they wake up, there'll be no Christmas laughter, no songs of great joy, and no feast to come after. I'll leave them with nothing, and then they will see. They will be as miserable and lonely as me.
So the lich climbed a house and peered down the chimney, and said to himself, with voice oh so grimly,
I'm resistant to lighting, necrotic and cold, but fire still burns me, or so I am told.
So he hoped with all hope that the fire was out, and he slid down the chimney like a spider down a spout. He reached the bottom with no fire burning. He stepped out in the living hall and felt his hate churning. A great Christmas tree stood bright and stood tall, with presents scattered round for one and for all. So the lich took his bag of extra-dimensional holding and stole every present his eyes were beholding. But then, what was this? This noise of footsteps? The lich turned around, glaring and flexing biceps. A tiny gnome child looked up with wide eyes, all in his PJs, and he said with surprise,
Santa, you came, but you're looking quite ill. Your skin is so pale, and you smell like a landfill.
Ah, yes,
said the lich.
I've caught a bad cold, and the smell, well, you see, Santa has just gotten real old. But no need to fear, or fall prone with confusion, for you see, my fair boy, you've reached your conclusion.
And the lich brought forth the scythe from under his cloak and spun it downwards in a deathly fast stroke. But ching! What was this? To the lich's surprise, it was met with a shield and not a boy's cries.
Well, that wasn't nice,
the little gnome said.
My father has trained me, and soon you'll be dead, for my father's from Shemesh. He is a rider.
And the boy produced a warhammer he had named the Divider. And so they begun on that cold Christmas Eve, a battle from which legends surely would weave. Scythe would meet hammer, and evil meet good, until one final swing, and then only one stood. The lich fell to the ground, his skull smashed and shattered, and then up on the rooftop there arose such a clatter. And who should appear down the chimney at that time but jolly Saint Nick, whose face turned a bright lime.
Sweet Christmas,
he said.
Well, what happened tonight?
Not much,
the boy said.
But I'm on your good list, right?
From all of us here at the DMB to you, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We'll see you in 2016. But until then, keep on dungeon mastering.